War in Upper Canada. Introduction. In 1812, the American Army was poorly organized and ill-prepared for war. The same could be said of the Continental Army during the American Revolution. However, in 1776, America's sense of mission galvanized them into an effective fighting force, eventually. During the War of 1812, they were not fighting for independence. Instead, they were waging a war of conquest, and their hearts were not really in it. The majority of Americans opposed going to war with the British. However, the American government did not listen and went to war anyways, a pattern that sadly continues to repeat itself in American political culture. Additionally, the Americans never took full advantage of their numerical superiority over the British-Canadian Native Alliance. For instead of launching a single massive attack on Montreal or York, the Americans divided their forces and struck at the British in multiple places all along the shared frontier. The American strategy was a sound one in many respects, in that by striking in multiple places simultaneously, the British-Canadian defenders would be incapable of mounting a solid defense. They'd be kind of confused, wouldn't know where to go exactly. However, for such an approach to work, you had to be organized and disciplined, and the Americans were anything but organized, as there was significant division and disagreement between officers within the American Army.